Welcome to the LifePurpose.com podcast.
The number one podcast in the entire cosmos for empowering and inspiring you to live your life's purpose.
My name is Hema Ullman.
And I'm Gabriel Serra.
And today's episode is about discovering wholeness for your life's purpose.
How was your mushroom ceremony last night?
It was whole. It was perfectly whole. Deeply personal and whole. We're all here on a journey to return back to our wholeness. And that's our ultimate purpose. When you remember that you are truly whole, you have reached your destination. It's from that state of being where your purpose is fulfilled. It's when you're in your center. It's when you have arrived back to yourself. And I believe that's ultimately all of our purpose. And that's where your power lies. When you truly know that you're whole, then the journey of seeking ends. The journey of wanting to prove yourself or finding validation in the outer world stops. It's a place of pure peace with yourself, with your inner world and your outer world. There is much more to say on the return to becoming whole and the relation to life purpose.
For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, Hema and I have been doing shadow work and creating content, creating these podcasts around the shadow work that we've been doing and the research that we've been finding and what insights we have been receiving in the process. And we've been doing this so that we can 10X ourselves. And if you're not familiar with the 10X concept, we made a couple of blog posts about this from the beginning of this year to maybe the last week of December 2023. And in this process over the last 2-3 months, we've been in this phase where we have been rewiring our psychology by doing our shadow work, acknowledging where we are defensive, angry, lacking, and being really honest with ourselves. And we've been sharing this with all of you big ones so that you can look at your shadows, 10X yourself, 10X your life purpose, and become the big one that you were destined to be and fulfill your big purpose. In the process, though, for us, Hema, you had a mushroom ceremony last night. This past Friday, we had our shadow date, and your topic was about personal power. You had mentioned that you couldn't complete the shadow work or you couldn't integrate the shadow of personal power. And you had this mushroom ceremony last night and you're talking about you remembered your wholeness. Was there any insight about your personal power that came into the picture for your mushroom ceremony last night?
Yeah. When you return to your wholeness and when you really feel your wholeness again, that is the ultimate form of personal power. You have arrived back to yourself. You have arrived back to your center, to your wholeness, to your truth, to your knowing, and that's where the power lies.
So you're mentioning the word whole right now.
Like a circle.
Right, like a circle, like a donut. So what does that feel like or what does that mean to you to be whole?
It means so many things. It's a little challenging to find the words right now for this. There's the saying, not needing anything attracts everything. That pretty much sums up the feeling of wholeness. It's a feeling and a knowing that I am whole as I am. Not complete because I'm ever evolving and growing in my wholeness, but I am whole. And I don't need anything or anyone outside of me to feel whole. And that is freedom. That is the ultimate form of freedom and the ultimate form of power. Because whether people come or go, whether money comes or goes, whether the job security comes or goes, whether the outer world is in despair or is in peace, you stay in your wholeness. You are in the observing mode that you are whole. You are living your life in a state of consciousness that you are whole. No matter what is going on in the outer world. And that is freedom. and that is personal power. And you are very unattached to what is going on in the outer world because you are whole as you are. And with that is peace. And with that is wealth. And with that is silence. And with that is peace. And that wholeness is a feeling and a knowing that everything that you possibly need in any given moment is already within you. And then the seeking in the outer world stops. The desperate doing, the need to do something, the need to say something, the need to want something, the need for approval, the need for love in the outer world, the need for relationship, it all ends. And I know that at one point, I am right now, I'm not there yet, but I know that at one point, this level of wholeness is going to expand more and more and more to where you wouldn't even need food in the outer world anymore, because you are so expanded in your state of wholeness that you are truly becoming a self-sustaining organism where you don't even need water to drink. You won't even need food to eat. I'm not there yet. Do I choose to be there yet? Not really right now, because I really enjoy eating food. I like to drink pure water. But there is a level of wholeness that I am remembering about myself that I'm tapping into, which is very beautiful. And that level of wholeness comes when you are shedding the layers of illusion that you were born into, that you have taken on, that kept you distracted from seeing and realizing your wholeness. And that is what the outer world is all about. And that's why we have called the outer world also the world of illusions and the world of the Maya. We are born into this world, and then from the day we're born, this world does what it can to convince you that you're anything else but whole. And there is a part of us that is starting to adopt this lie, until you become conscious and aware of who you truly are again. You're then able to return back to your truth of wholeness, and you stop the self-sacrificing patterns. You then stop the self-hurt. You then stop the self-victimization. You then stop the self-betrayal. You then stop the seeking in the outer world. You then stop going outside of you. The only way out of this world, the only way out of your suffering, the only way out is to go within. And those who are able to go within will find their wholeness and will find a way out and will ultimately return to their purpose of living, of being, of breathing, of existing. And that purpose can literally just be you in your wholeness without the need of doing anything. It's just you in the state of consciousness that you are whole. And that's where the true power is, because, yeah, I already said enough. And that requires you to be very truthful and honest with yourself and to let go of what no longer serves you, to let go of the lies, the beliefs, everything that was a distraction to your wholeness. And once you have remembered your wholeness and you have tapped back into your wholeness, you're going to live your life in a different way. And everything that you experience and everything that you allow into your life will be based on a foundation of your wholeness. And you will know your worth, and you will realize and know that you will make sure that everything in your life is a reflection of your wholeness. And it's not a disturbance or a distortion from your wholeness. Everything that is trying to make you believe that you're not whole, everything that is trying to make you believe that you are less than, is a distraction that is trying to keep you away from your wholeness. And with that, you can be easily manipulated, you can be easily controlled, and you can be easily given, you can easily give up your power. And then you go outside of you, and then you become a slave to the outer world. and to its will. The battles of your life will stop and they will come to an end when you return to your wholeness. For every man, for every woman, for every girl, for every boy, just stop the battle with yourself of trying to be something that you're not, or trying to fit into a square box when you are actually a whole circle. And it's ironic because in this world, we see squares everywhere. Just look around you. Squares, 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 squares. But what is wholeness? It's a circle. It's a sun. It's a planet. Even the shape of our body, it's everything is round, comes in round patterns and shapes. But this world can get a hold of you if you lose sight of your wholeness. And that's what some people refer to as the devil. The key is to stay centered and grounded in your wholeness as much as possible. Because when you go outside of you and you focus on the outer world, there will always be a form of chaos. There will always be disturbance. And when you focus on that, you lose sight of your wholeness and then you lose your power. But she and he who can be self-centered in their wholeness remain in their power. What are you allowing into your life? From the content that you consume to the people you surround yourself with to your daily activities, is it complementing your wholeness? Is it making you more whole where you feel more whole? Or is it taking away from your wholeness? Is it leaving you feel more empty and more depleted? And do you then have to go outside of you to find a source of something that makes you feel whole? And that's when people use substances, whether it's food or any forms of drugs, so that they can have a sense of feeling whole. But that is not the true and the pure form of wholeness. It is just what your five senses perceive as a temporary escape. And how does this all relate to purpose? A person who is in true alignment with their true purpose has remembered their wholeness. Because when you arrive back in your wholeness, you are living your purpose. It's just natural that you then remember your purpose in your state of wholeness. Because it is also in your state of wholeness where you're just tuned in and you're tapped in to your potential, your talents, your greatness, and your unique own medicine that you have, that you are. It also requires your ego, your human identity to reach a stage where you are unattached to the outer world. And that is the challenge for people, because they fear that without the job, they're not going to be whole. They fear that without the money, they're not going to be whole. They fear without the partner, they're not going to be whole. They fear without the belongings, the clothes, the status in the outer world, they're going to be no one. They're going to be anything else but whole. So people hold on to things, situations, conditions, places, environments, circumstances in the outer world, because they attach their wholeness to it. Even though these things may not even serve them, they may not even reflect their truth. But ironically, the more you are in touch with your wholeness, your innate wholeness, the less you're going to need, the less you're going to want in the outer world. And you know that it's enough. I don't need to have all these things. I don't need to do all these things. I don't need to prove anything. I'm already whole as I am. I don't need to say a word. I don't need to dress up. I'm whole. I don't need to eat all that food. I'm whole just as I am right now. And that is one of the greatest realizations of self-love as well. And with that state of awareness that you are whole, your outer world is simply going to reflect that wholeness back to you. And then you will understand what it means that not needing anything attracts everything. Because then you, in your consciousness of wholeness, you attract the light in the outer world. You attract situations, people, effortless living, purpose effortlessly achieved, divine flow, everything will be a reflection of your wholeness. And your life will feel whole. Your life experience will feel very satisfying and very whole. Are you willing to let go of everything that is taking away from your wholeness, that is trying to keep you away from being centered in your wholeness? The outer world is trying to make you believe that you're not whole, so that it can sell you their products, so that you can do all these things, buy all these things, and then you give a piece of your power away. The state of wholeness is not something that you can buy. It's not something that you can purchase. It's not something that you find when you go outside of you. It is a state of being that you need to return to by going within, by finding the silent center within you. And it's in that silence where you meet your wholeness. It's always there in you. It is you. And it's in that wholeness where there is your truth. And it's in that truth where there is your destiny. It's in that destiny where there is your purpose. It's in that purpose where there is your greatest treasure, your light, your spark, your golden shadow, your power, your wisdom, your authenticity, your highest timeline.
Speaking of the golden shadow, since this is a concept that we've been talking about for the last two episodes in particular, and what that means to us from what we've researched and we understood, is that each of us has a shadow. And these are the repressed or ignored aspects of us. But the opposite can also be true. And that opposite of the dark shadow, the things that we repress or ignore or dislike about ourselves, is a golden shadow. And the golden shadow is the things that we see in others, that we admire, because that is a reflection of who we are and who we can be. So I'm just curious, did you have any experiences or interactions with your golden shadow during your mushroom ceremony last night?
Not in particular.
Just curious, what was your mushroom intention, if you are open to share this?
My intention was to surrender to the divine will of the mushroom ceremony for my greatest and highest good. And I knew that it's going to cover some topics related to personal power, the shadow work, and it was all intertwined. And I was able to, there are two forces in this world that we live in. One force is life-giving, and the other force is, no, I need to express that differently. There are two forces in this world. We call it, we label it as good or bad. We call it darkness or light. And we also call it life-giving and life-taking. And make no mistake about it, there is a force that is the opposite of life-giving. It is seeking to destruct. It is seeking to self-destruct. It is seeking to destroy. And that energy is real. The other force is real too, which is life-giving, which is seeking to unite, harmonize, grow and expand day and night. We are all aware of these two forces. And when you remember that you are whole, the self-destructive force has no power over you. It cannot. It cannot have power over you when you are truly grounded in your center of wholeness. Because then you become the observer of the forces. And when you become the observer of the forces, you can control it. But if you keep believing that something is wrong with you, that you are not whole, that you need to go outside of you, the self-destructive force will always have a grip on you, on your thoughts, on your mind, on your feelings. And that's what we call the shadows. How do you take control of the shadows versus the shadows taking control of you? Wholeness, personal power, being centered and grounded in your state of wholeness. Because then you are in a consciousness of I am the creator, I am God consciousness. I am the observer of the game. I am the observer of the game, and yet I am also a participant in the game. And the shadows and the light are just all fractals and parts in the game. But are you in the game? Are you wrapped up in the game? Are you getting lost in the game? Or are you returning to the bird's eye view of God, seeing it observer mode. And then you gain back a level of control, self-control, presence, wholeness. Guard your mind. Guard your mind from any thoughts, ideas, and beliefs that make you believe you're not whole, because that is what we call the devil, trying to get into your consciousness so that you self-destruct, so that you do not live your highest timeline, so that you believe that you're less than, so that you believe you're an F-up, so that you believe you're a loser, you're not good enough, etc. And that will keep you away from living your greatest timeline. That will keep you away from living your purpose. But an individual and a collective who are so rooted and grounded and anchored in the knowing of who they truly are, that they are here as an aspect of Source. They're whole. Not complete, because we're always growing and evolving, but if we are whole, we're sovereign, we're powerful, then these forces that we call dark or evil, they simply dissolve. They cannot have any grip on you in that state of consciousness. It's like the darkness are the dark clouds, and you are the sun, the round sun that is shining bright. The dark clouds cannot get into the sun and diminish the sun. It is only when the sun would believe that it is not whole, that something is wrong with it, that the shine of the sun would diminish and the clouds would actually be able to diminish some of its light. So, yes, personal power. You return to your personal power when you return to the remembrance that you are whole. You return and you reclaim your personal power when you have stripped away and transcended all ideas and lies and beliefs that something's wrong with you, that you're not whole, that you need to be something that you're not, or believing that personal power is something bad. There's nothing bad with you being whole. And yes, you're right. The food, the things that we consume, you have to be mindful, because there are foods that are intended to keep you away from your wholeness, to keep you away from your power. And there are foods that are going to bring you further, if I say a step further, to your wholeness.
Not just foods.
Not just foods.
There's other things that are here that are intended to lower your state of consciousness, or to keep you in a certain state of consciousness. Alcohol, pornography, entertainment, mindless things. It's not going to help you ascend to a higher level of consciousness. And you said something very important the other day on one of our walks through the forest when you talked about ascension. And we've been studying this topic of ascension. What does it mean to actually ascend for the better part of almost 5 years now, I think? And you said something really simple and straight to the point about ascension, and that was that you ascend when you've cleared out all your shadows. And to add on to what you're saying here, I take it that you're also saying you ascend when you've cleared all your shadows and remember that you're already whole. You're already ascended. You're already the most ascended version of yourself, the highest, best version of yourself that you could possibly be, because you were already that. You were already born as that. You forgot. But when you remember that you're already whole. You're already perfect. There's nothing else to do. There is no more content to create. There is no more money to get. There is no more anything. You can be very direct and effortless and effective in your approach and your purpose and how you go about living your purpose.
Yes and no. I mean, as long as we're here having a human experience and we have a physical body, the best way to put it is you can still choose money. You can still choose a relationship, but you don't need it.
Correct. So you're not coming from the place of neediness. You're not coming from the place of desperation. You're coming from the place of choice.
You're coming from a place of choice, considering that this choice is supporting your wholeness. So when you have arrived at your wholeness, you are only going to engage in things, experiences, you're only going to consume foods, etc., where you know that it is going to benefit you. It's going to take you high. It's going to support your wholeness already. but you would not engage anymore in things that are hurting you, that are damaging for you.
But what if, like you said, the medicine isn't the poison? What if the things that are damaging you are actually helping you get back to your wholeness? It's like, for example, if someone's in an abusive relationship, or, well, let's not talk about abusive relationship because this is about life purpose. So let's say you are working a 9-to-5 job, you are absolutely miserable, but you have this desire in your heart to start your own movie production. Let's use that as a hypothetical, or start your own YouTube channel or fill in the blank or whatever. And in the process, you keep on abusing yourself. You keep on staying at this job because you believe you need something. You need what? The paycheck from it? You need that paycheck to start your fill in the blank so you can live your purpose. But what happens when it becomes too unbearable, where it's affecting your psychological state of being, your physical, your mental, your emotional? If it's affecting your well-being to the point where you can no longer take it, you're essentially poisoning yourself until you get to that stage where you say,
I had enough.
It's enough.
There has to be another way.
And then you transcend that.
Right.
Right. So that comes back down to the wholeness concept where, you know, you're doing these things that you may not want to do, maybe because you believe you need to, or you have a sense of duty or responsibility, or you already gave your word to it. And then you find that it's actually leaving you more deprived. And then you find that when you're deprived, you're now acting out other patterns to further keep you at a lower vibrational state of consciousness. That can only last but so long. You can either grow or you can die. There will come a point, though, where you say, okay, this is enough. It is time to let this go. I've had enough of the poison. Thank you, poison. I'm ready to move on and get better, get myself healthier again, because I am whole and because I deserve better. But I don't think people will get there, though, if they don't have those experiences of going through this painful cycle.
The contrast. Yes. And that's how the two forces, coming back to what we call the darkness, the light, the self-destructive force and the life-giving force, it's all part of the contrast. And it's all intended to serve you to get to a certain stage of self-realization and evolution of your own consciousness.
Yes. It sounds like you speaking on wholeness and remembering more of your wholeness sounds like you had an experience where you felt the 10x energy.
Yeah.
Because if I could categorize it from when I took mushrooms myself and that night I was telling you, I feel 10x. I feel the 10x. This is what it is. It's a feeling inside of you that helps you remember. And I think that's synonymous. The wholeness, the 10x, it's synonymous. And it helps you remember that everything that you've been doing up until now, you do it now by choice. You now have a conscious state of awareness where you can decide, do I still want this poison, or do I want to get off this poison? Do I want to stop taking this poison? You know, perfect example, it's coming to me right now. I don't know why. There's a part of me that feels a little bit of shame and guilt to talk about this, but I and someone that we both knew had, I wouldn't say that I had an addiction to pornography, but this person claimed that they did. And I can also think of a third person now, Michael Todd, the influencer pastor. In my experiences, in my late teens and early 20s, I noticed that this pornography was, like, after a while, a severe poison. It wasn't that I could never focus and do my tasks. I know that for some people, that is an issue where they become so actually addicted to a stimulus, whether it's alcohol, drugs, pornography, that it keeps them from living out their purpose. It keeps them from having a sense of purpose. They start feeling like they are just a waste of space. they start feeling like their life has no meaning because they're so addicted, and because the dopamine in their brain is already so overstimulated that they cannot think beyond their current level of consciousness. So in my example, it wasn't until maybe my like almost mid-20s, maybe around 23, where I said, okay, this is not going to work for me. And I can understand now at this stage, because we've been doing the shadow work, I can understand very well why I had that attachment to pornography and how that related to the mother wound and how that related to the shadows that we've been working on and we've been working through. This person that we both knew and that I'm thinking of also acknowledged that they had an addiction to pornography, and they called it such, where they would just compulsively watch pornography, and that kept them from moving forward with their life. So much so that I think one of the things that they said was that it was really destructive. It was really like sabotaging for them. They couldn't be the person that they wanted to be with this addiction. And when it comes to Michael Todd also talked about this as well with his addiction to pornography. He couldn't fully be the pastor and the influencer and to serve God at the highest level that he could had he still continued to be addicted to pornography. And all these experiences, these addictions, these things, as you were saying, they are conditioned responses from the outer world to make us feel good because we're lacking something inside, or because we believe we're lacking something inside, because we've been mind controlled to believe that we may not be enough. But yet, we have already come with everything that we could ever possibly need. We've got our hands, our feet, we can think, speak, write, do, be. And this is all part of the wholeness concept. Granted, there are some people that are handicapped mentally and physically and they're disabled. Yes.
You can still feel whole.
But you can still, I don't know. I can't speak for them. I don't know. So I can't speak on that. What I can say for the average person that has their hands, feet, legs, etc., the wholeness is already within us. But much to your point, and I'll also now share this as well, is I am on my path to becoming breatharian. And if I remember from when I was a child, I was forced to eat food when I didn't want to. I didn't have a desire for food. But because I ate the food that was given to me, that came from a lower energy state, I then became attached to the food. Someone could say I could also have become addicted to the food. There are foods, just like soda, which have addictive properties. White sugar. It could almost be synonymous with taking cocaine. And what I have noticed at this stage of my journey, because I am on that path to becoming breatharian, I have noticed that there's a strong correlation between the food that I eat currently, because I'm not at that level of consciousness, like you had mentioned, where I can just sustain myself with light. I've noticed that the foods that I'm eating now either contribute to me going to a higher level of consciousness and feeling my best, or keeping me at a certain vibrational level of consciousness. And what I've also noticed as well, it is the ideas in my head about what I need, which may also be connected to the shadows, and whatever the triggered responses are that I'm getting from the shadows that contribute to me eating foods that I should not eat, or eating foods that are for my greatest and highest good, and it becomes a severe conflict. And much like you were saying, there is part of me that says, yes, I'm already whole, but I understand that only logically. How do I understand this subconsciously now? How do I feel the wholeness of who I am now? And I don't think that we're going to be able to really experience what that feels like until we 10x. And 10x, once again, the irony of the 10x concept is not about you doing more. It is about you doing a whole lot less than what you've been doing. In that book, 10x is easier than 2x by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. Dan Sullivan is a successful entrepreneur. He has a company where he coaches other entrepreneurs. And what he said that he does is he takes off more than 150 days a year to just do whatever he wants to do with his life. That is about half the year he is not working. And there are other people that emphasize working massively hard, 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. And I don't see a lot of people necessarily feeling whole or fulfilled. It seems from what I observe, there is a severe lacking inside. It's never enough. There is never enough money. There's always the next thing that they must do. And I don't know how good that is for their mental well-being. I don't know. I could say for myself that I don't think that I would be very happy, and I would probably go insane doing something like this. But there comes that point of balance. There comes that point of being in full integrity and full alignment with yourself and being in full truth and resonance with who you are, so that you can be in full alignment and resonance with your life's purpose. This is essential. I don't believe that we come here onto this planet just to have an experience. I believe that that is part of it, but that's not the overlying reason why we're here. Like, if you think about this, and you mentioned something about the squares earlier, the difference between a square and a circle. I look around this room and I see a whole bunch of squares, and I see a couple of circles as well, but the shapes are connected to objects. And each object that I see that is here, whether it is a square, whether it's a circle, whether it's a triangle, whether it's a fucking origami, from what I see, it all has its own unique purpose. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that whether or not we believe at this stage that we're whole or we're unwhole, or like myself right now, I have been acknowledging as of recently that I'm fucked up because I noticed that I'm acting out patterns from my biological mother that I dislike severely. And maybe the more that I dislike it, the more I stay with that because I judge it. So maybe I have to accept it or come to peace with it. I don't know. But if you're like me and you believe that you're not whole, or you're like Hema and you believe that you are whole, there's still something that's serving you with where you are consciously. Everything around you has a purpose. Therefore, you also have a purpose. What is your purpose? But you can't be in full alignment and full truth with what your purpose is if you're staying in that abusive relationship, if you're staying in that job that is assisting you to consume large amounts of alcohol on the weekend so that you can numb yourself, so that you can be barely functioning by Monday so that you can make it through that week, or eating, binge eating food after you get off of work so that you can be just okay enough to make it to work the next morning. These are all the things that we have to look at, and we get to look at, in order for us to have a whole purpose. And I also believe too that, hey, in even acknowledging your fucked upness, that's also contributing to your wholeness. That poison is also contributing to making you who you are. It's your story. It's your background. It is how you grew up, your traumas, your experiences, your thoughts, what you judge, what you dislike, your shadows. These things all come together somehow and make you the person that you could be if you allow yourself to be. If you allow yourself to 10X, if you allow yourself to be the big one. You're never going to get there, though, if you don't allow yourself to experience one side of the spectrum and the other side of the spectrum. We've talked about this. How will I know what it really means to be incredibly rich if I don't know what it feels like to be poor? And you yourself, Hema, like you were mentioning before you met me, I don't know how true this is, I don't know, but your mom also confirmed that you had skin issues as a kid, maybe some neurodermatitis or eczema, whatever you call it. And that for a long part of your life, it was gone. But then when you met me, it came back. You had a period of time where you were not experiencing that skin irritation. But did you really fully appreciate that? Did you already fully appreciate how great your skin was? I don't know. But when you then started to have these skin issues, what did you do? You started to say positive things to your skin. You started to take extra good care of your skin. You started to do all these things to improve your skin. And in the process, you also changed your diet significantly. So can you see how that fucked upness actually helped you to become whole in that sense? It all serves you.
Yeah. And there is also something to say here about the addictions that people experience and why they engage in a weekend full of alcohol and then pay the price with a hangover, or why people engage in pornography. It's because when we do that, we receive a temporary glimpse of an illusionary wholeness that we are all internally wired to feel, because we are all coming from source. Some people remember that consciously, and other people, they need forms of addictions in the outer world that give you a sense of, let's call it, wrong wholeness. Why the porn? Because it gives people a temporary sense of feeling good, feeling whole. But is that the purest way of you remembering your wholeness? It's the same with drug substances. Why are people doing drugs? Because in that moment, it makes them feel like they are the best that they can be, and which is ultimately the true state of our wholeness. But again, there are intentional things in the outer world designed to trick you. They are promising you to feel good, but it comes with a significant price. They're promising you to become more whole. Just buy this product, you will be prettier. Do this and you will feel better. Why do we consume that? Why do we do that? Because we are wired internally to feel whole and to always go back to a place of wholeness. And there's a natural, organic way of you returning back home to your wholeness by going within. And there is another way, by going outside of you and by falling for the illusions that are trying to sell you an illusion of what wholeness is, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. What I've found, and I 100% agree with you, I strongly believe as well, wholeness is within. I believe deep in my mind that, similar to the Matrix, like with Neo, we as human beings, we can do hyper extraordinary things. And that we are basically being numbed and weakened of being like X-Men, being like Neo in the Matrix. I think we're now just, because we're in the age of Aquarius, we're now just seeing glimpses of what we can be. People starting fires with their hands, Milarepa's cave, the handprints in the caves. You know, the kids on Frank Ellerati's YouTube channel with the blindfolds, and they're catching balls and they're drawing things blindfolded. It's crazy. I think we are on the cusp of understanding more of how powerful we are. I also think too that it is because the outer world kind of like pokes us so much that we either get fully sucked into that world, or we wake up and we say, wow, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to live like this anymore. I have to find a change. And in my instance, that was what was happening to me. And the question that I asked myself, I don't know however anyone else takes it, but I asked myself, what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Why am I trying to live my life in a way that I think the outer world wants me to live? Why am I doing these things, chasing money, living in this apartment, living in this state, doing this life that is making me absolutely miserable? What's wrong with me? But it wasn't until that I had all these experiences where I said the question, I asked myself that question, and I went on this whole entire journey, and here I am 7 years later with my answers, knowing what exactly is wrong with me and knowing what the solution is for me. I don't think, though, I would have gotten there had it not been for the poisons of the outer world, because I could feel how lousy I felt inside, how terrible I felt inside. I was never into alcohol or cigarettes, but when I went into college, I started drinking alcohol on the weekends socially so that I could quote-unquote fit in, so that I can quote-unquote be accepted, so that I could quote-unquote be one of the guys. And wow, what a terrible mistake that was. Then after college, I rarely drank, and then one day it was enough. Just like with you. You would go out to the bars with some of your friends from time to time, and you didn't want to, but you kept forcing yourself to. But then one day, for your sister's high school graduation, you had a glass of wine, and you said that you felt like you had a hangover for the next week after that glass of wine. But since then, almost 7, 8 years ago, you haven't had one sip of alcohol. Since then, you had to know what it was like to have that poison and to experience that contrast to say, I need to feel better, or I want to feel better, or I choose something different for my life. I think it's the same thing too with the job and the purpose. You had a job working at some very shady spots where they were doing very unethical things, from your experience working in a real estate office with a realtor in London that was scamming people by showing them fake properties that they wanted to see and then showing them actually shitty properties so that he could get them in the door to buy, to that person, the restaurant owner in London that had a restaurant, and the food that they were serving, the guy said, what? I wouldn't even eat my own food from here. You had those experiences. You went through that path. Why did you go through that path? Why did you choose that path? So that you can get some experiences, so that you can get that contrast, so that you can then ask yourself, what is the best thing for me? And now here you are with lifepurpose.com sharing your insights with the big ones. You're taking your mistakes, your lessons, your contrast, and you're sharing that with others so that they know as well for themselves that they do not have to feel stuck or trapped living a life that they're not proud of, or living a life that has no purpose or meaning to them, so that they can remember their wholeness. Would you have gotten to this stage, though, in your evolution where you could consciously choose wholeness? I don't know. Are we wired where we want drama and we want to attract certain contrast-like experiences so that we can get clarity on our lives? I don't know. But just from looking at the both of us and hearing our stories, it seems like all these things served you to help you become whole.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think we need another product. I think someone is just trying to sell you another version with their face on it. How many more products do you need that are telling you the same thing in a different way? I don't know. You'll only know until you decide, all right, this is enough. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to listen to my God voice, my mighty I Am presence, and I'm going to choose that over what the product is telling me. Or I'm going to choose to eat all fruits as opposed to eating these sweets and these things that the quote-unquote scientists say that I need to eat so that I can survive or I can live.
Thank you for listening to the LifePurpose.com podcast. If you enjoy our content, I invite you to also join our free newsletter where we share exclusive content. Click the link in the description below or go directly to lifepurpose.com and sign up to our newsletter. And now back to the episode.
Now that you're at this stage of feeling more whole or remembering more of your wholeness, do you think that by you saying you're remembering more of your wholeness that you're already not whole and that there's more wholeness to actually remember? Because then wouldn't that be you now still acknowledging that you're not whole? Or do you actually just feel whole? Like, is there, in your opinion, is there wholeness or is there no wholeness or is there levels of wholeness?
There are levels of wholeness. It's a wholeness that can expand. And it's your capacity to actually grasp your wholeness that is just evolving and growing. Make sense?
But then wouldn't that be you still in some levels saying that I'm still not 100% whole? I'm only 20% whole, which would then mean that you're still acknowledging that you're not whole. You're not 100% whole. You get what I'm saying?
Don't overcomplicate it or overthink it. It comes in stages. It's like a baby in the first stage realizing I'm whole as a baby. But the baby is designed to eventually grow into a mature adult. And there are stages from the baby to the adult. It's the baby, it's the toddler, it's the young kid, it's the teenager, it's a grown-up. It comes in phases, right? So there are also phases of awakening and remembering to your wholeness. But does it mean that a baby remembering that it's whole is less whole than an adult remembering being whole? But yet the adult has a greater capacity in a sense than a baby does. A small bird realizing that it is whole versus a big elephant realizing that it is whole, does it make it anything better or worse? No, it's just our judgment because the bird seems to be small and the elephant seems to be big. And it's again, it's just the human mind that is again trying to rationalize and compare.
There is part of me that does wonder though, if even in the part of you saying there's levels to the wholeness, if that's even overcomplicating it. Because if I look at animals, for example, they don't seem to really complicate their purpose. Bears do specific things. Birds do specific things. Dogs, mama, she does the same things every single day. She's got the same patterns. But yeah, why are we wired then to have different thoughts, think different things, feel different feelings, be wishy-washy, have shadows, create things, destroy things, self-destruct, abuse, love, hate, worship, fill in the blanks? What if that's already the wholeness? What if it's already the wholeness that we are intended to be everything all at once? And that in any moment we can be the greatest embodiment of what a human being may have been engineered or created to be. And the opposite end, we can easily think ourselves into a state of despair and anything low vibrational. I don't know. Did you receive any insight on how someone, a big one, can live a whole purpose?
The only way out is to go in. You need to start getting to know yourself and find yourself and your truth and remember it by going within. Stop distracting yourself from yourself. How many of you can actually just sit with themselves in silence?
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the LifePurpose.com podcast. If you found this episode valuable, share it with someone that you know needs to hear this. And until next time on the LifePurpose.com podcast.